Hi everyone, it's 12:01 p.m. It is Monday, March 6th, so I've been up for a while. I was on FaceTime with my brother because he took off today because he was busy this weekend, so he was just tired. So he wasn't up to going out, but we decided to FaceTime instead. And then I had lunch and I was just texting with a friend. We're going to hang out in a couple weeks. We were trying to find a good halfway point, so we're going to meet in the middle. And then this week I'm not really working much. I'm just working Wednesday and Friday. I'm just going to be in the office Wednesday and then Friday working from home. And I'm kind of glad I have all this time off, because the next week I'm going to be really busy. I'm going to be out like every single day, so I'm kind of happy that I have all this time off. And my cousin actually is going to be staying with us tomorrow night and Wednesday night because she got this job up here that's close to where we live, and she's going to be going in person. She has to go in person twice a week, and then the other 3 days she's going to be working from home. So she's going to be staying with us just so she doesn't have to commute, just to kind of help her out. So we have the guest room and everything, so I think we're going to... So one day this week we're going to go out to dinner with something different since, you know, she's going to be here. And then, let's see. So Wednesday when I go to the office, I have to bring home a bunch of laptops, and I have to bring home 5. Because I have 4 deliveries I'm doing next week, and then I have my laptop for, you know, doing paperwork. So I have to bring all that home when I go in on Wednesday. And then I have the backpack that they gave me to transport the laptop, so I got to bring that back. So it's going to be a little ridiculous to have 5 laptops on an access link bus. So, because it's not like I can just put them in the trunk in somebody's car. So my mom is going to bring me home just to make my life easier. So yeah, but I'm going to go for right now. I'm going to get ready for the day. We're going to the gym later. But yeah, I'm going to get ready for the day, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 2:15 p.m. It's the next day. It's Tuesday, March 7th. So I've just been hanging out today, just reading my book, just usual stuff. Took care of the dogs, did the dishes. I got my stuff ready for tomorrow. Got my snacks ready for the office. I got my lunch ready. So tomorrow we're just to put it in my lunchbox. But I've just been getting everything that I can ready the night before. So less to do in the morning. So yeah, I'm going to be going to the gym later. My cousin, she'll probably be here around dinner time. My mom said she hadn't heard from her yet. But I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's about 9 o'clock, so it's a lot later. We went to the gym. We're just waiting on my cousin. She'll be here soon. She was supposed to be here between 7:30 and 8, but she was having some car problems, so she's going to be here any minute, but my mom just told her to take her time. So I'm just finishing getting my stuff together for work tomorrow for the office, so I'm going to grab my laptop sleeve. So the way I'm going to do it tomorrow with the laptops is have 5 of them. So one is going to go on this sleeve, which is going to be my work laptop. And then 2 are going to go in a backpack that I have at the office. 2 are going to go in reusable grocery bags, which I already have in the backpack. So I'm going to go into my backpack and just get what I need out of here. And I do have another backpack that I have to bring back with me tomorrow. So in there, I'm gonna put my purse and my lunch, if it'll fit in there. And then I do have a snack and a drink in there.
because I'm going to be there all day since I'm going home with my mom. And she won't be ready to leave until, like, the work day's over. So the laptop is going to be in the sleeve, and then I'll just carry that. And then in the front compartment, I'm going to put my headphones and the charger, and then my work phone might even, I might put that in my purse. And I'm going to charge that because I'm not going to have the whole backpack, so I'm not going to have access to everything in here, so. Yes, I'm going to put the charger in here. Just getting everything ready now. Just less to do tomorrow morning. Then I'm going to take my headphones out of here. I'm going to need my headphones. Let's see. They're either in the other compartment. But I do have a grocery bag in here just in case. Because you never know. Like, I've gone to Wawa a couple times as a driver. Well, I didn't use them. Of course, I would always buy a bag, but it's good to have with me. So. And then I'm going to take my work phone. So basically, all my work stuff is going to be in here, and then I'm going to put my work phone. It's not going to fit. Well, no, it might fit on here actually, but I do need to charge it first because I'm using it. So, okay. So that is that's in here. So I'm going to carry this and then just have everything else in the backpack. So I'm going to have my purse, my lunchbox, and then I do have a drink in there already, and then a snack. So I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi everyone, it's 7:15 a.m. It's the next day. It's Wednesday, March 8th. So I've been up for a little while. I was just reading my book. My cousin just left for work, so she got here around a little after 9. And she basically just went to bed when she got here. So we're going to go out to dinner later. And then I'm off tomorrow. And then Friday, work from home. So I'm happy to have an easy week just because I'm going to be busy next week. I'm going to be really busy. So it's going to be crazy. But I had to get something off Amazon for my mom. And then I also got her something for Easter. It's basically this thing that people rave about on YouTube. I watch a lot of Amazon travel must-haves, essentials. People do like videos where they talk about a bunch of travel stuff they get from Amazon. And one of the things I decided to get her was this travel drink holder. So basically, no, I can't use this because I don't use a rolly suitcase. I just use a backpack. It's just easier. Backpacks are good when you need your hands free. And in my case, with me using a cane and holding on to someone, I need my hands free. So that's why a backpack is the best way to go for me. So, but basically it's this thing you put on your suitcase, like on the handle of your suitcase. And then you can put a couple of drinks in it. And then it has a pocket on the back of it for where you put like your passport, your phone, like maybe things you have to access very quickly in the airport. And then that way, also when you get to your gate, like once you go through security, you know, you can get something to drink, like a bottle of water, coffee, a soda, whatever. Once you get to your gate, you don't really have a table, so you're trying to maneuver everything in your arms, and just could be a pain in the butt. So that way, she can use her drink holder. She can put a coffee on it, and then she can, you know, just kind of have her suitcase facing her, have the drink holder there, and then just put it down in there, and then it would just make life a little easier. So I heard people like rave about it. There's like a bunch of different ones. So I don't have it yet, but when I get it, I'll show you guys, but I'll probably have it tomorrow. So Amazon Prime is great. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 11:09. It's a little bit later. I'm on my way to the office. My ride was running a little bit late. Today is just one of those days. So we're in a car and we have someone else we're dropping off first, and I have with me a backpack, a laptop sleeve, and my lunchbox. I do have my purse, but that's in my backpack because the backpack that I'm bringing with me today is not mine. It does have to go back to the office, so I just is kind of cramped. But yeah, so when I get to the office, I'm going to have lunch, and then I'm going to do some paperwork. I don't have that much to do. I'm just going to do my timesheets and check my email, so I don't have that much. But I am going to do paperwork, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 2:05 p.m. Today was just crazy. It was a rough day. Like I said before, it's one of those days. So they were a little bit late picking me up today on paratransit. My ride came at like 11, I think a few minutes after, not exactly sure what time. My supervisor had texted me when I was on my way there just because she had scheduled a meeting with me to meet at 11. Because she saw I was in from 10 to 2. I was in the office. And I wasn't there yet, and I told her I was on my way, so she had to move her meeting back. So we had our meeting at 1 o'clock, so I was there late. They sent a car, and we had, like I said before, we had a shared ride. And so, like, I had half the back seat. So I had a laptop sleeve that I had to carry separately, a backpack, and my lunchbox, and my cane, and all that. Like, I couldn't, like, spread out because there was somebody else there. So I had that, like, on, like, half the back seat. I was, like, cramped. Because if I was on a bus, like, I'd have my own seat, like, and then somebody else would be, like, behind me or something. So the guy was on crutches, so he got to where he was going, and he was trying to get out of the car, and it was, like, a workout just to get out of the car. It took him, like, 2 minutes to get out, and he was, like, squishing me because he was trying to get out. And since I had so much stuff, I had a hard time, like, just putting on my seatbelt, and I was just, like, it was just crazy. So once he got out, then I was, like, putting my stuff on the rest of the back seat because, like, I knew I was going next. And then we get there. I get there. I quickly had lunch. And then we had a fire drill. So, yeah. We had a fire drill. So, today was just crazy. If you or your representative, but I had my meeting, and we're going to be going home soon, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 5 o'clock p.m., so it's a lot later, and I'm home. I've been home for a while, obviously, but I left my work phone at the office. My mom, I asked her if she could get it. She said she'll try to get it if she can. If not, I'll go to Plan B and use Google Voice to call my clients. So I won't just not work. I'll just use Google Voice to call them. And I'll just do that. But hopefully she's able to. I told her where it is. But I was rushing around and I was trying to figure out how we were going to get all these laptops out. And we had to have one of the drivers help us. Luckily, he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't busy. And then we put them all in the trunk. And then
just got him home that way. But, yeah, I was just rushing around. I left my work phone because it was in my backpack that I left at the office and I forgot to take it out. So I left it at work. But it's not a big deal. It happens. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 10 o'clock a.m. It's Thursday, March 9th, so today I'm off, not really doing a whole lot. I'm just doing laundry and making lunch, and my cousin left for work, so she'll be back next week. Not sure if she's staying two nights. I feel like when she gets used to it, once she gets used to the commute, probably not, but like definitely Wednesday nights for sure, but maybe not Tuesdays because she would just come from where she lives. So yeah, I'm actually, given that I'm not really doing anything today, I'm just going to end it here and I will talk to everybody later.